start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh. Get it out.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Sound of echo makes me so happy.
Back in outer space.
Anyway, this is the Hound, and we're back for another show. That was
we
the
are?
Chords and Ghost Power. That's where I learned all my echo techniques. I heard the Arandis in 69, the Exterminators in Wild Hair, the Egyptians Party Stomp, and we opened up with the Silvertones. Get it. Big
69.
Hit.
69.
Was kind of, that one was for Den. It was evidently, that was a big hit in Pittsburgh. Silvertones. Hello, Denois. Hello, Miss Sally.
Hello, Hound.
Hi.
A little live mic check. Checkage.
Test, test.
Who do you think
Can
the
you hear me out there?
Who do you think the FMU DJ is that leaves all their... Oh, yeah, I forgot my drums are... that leaves all their records out from, like, their show in the big... See that big box of records sitting on the floor and all over the place inside? Who do you think did that?
They were in a hurry.
Do we have time to mail this in?
Yeah. Anybody's got any theories about it? It's really annoying. Anyway, what do we got for you today? We got... Let's see. We did the instrumental set. That's all right. We go home? No? Blues hangover. We got a hillbilly hangover and a soul caboose and a vom and a vibe and... Knuckleheads in the news and tons of stupid old 45s, including ones I've bartered for even as on my almost on my way to the show this morning. And
on the cutting edge.
Tickets for Eddie Floyd and William Bell to give away, which is Wednesday, May 6th. What's that, a week from today? 2 weeks from today? Something like that.
Something like that.
Wednesday and Thursday, one pair of tickets for each day, which will be given away a little later. And what else are we going to do, Dan? We're going to take apart the engine in your car, step by step on the radio?
Yeah, we'll do a little automotive lesson.
Yeah, and Miss Sally?
Today we're
going to make pizza for
the
whole listening audience. So what do you think? Hangover?
Maybe, if they're nice.
Hangover Hop June 6th? That sounds good, right?
Is it nailed
June
down?
6th. Well, it looks the 23rd is Memorial Day. The 30th, we got to go to a wedding. So we'll do it the 6th.
At least probably count on it being warm, maybe.
And a nice 40-degree temperature plunge for Saturday. I like that. All right, let's kick right into it with a big old hot banana for you.
Right. point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Now, where does that where I made my stop? They do a dance down there called the Georgia Club. They all hang out at Big Leg Lee's. And they don't give a hoop about no police. At Big Leg Lee's, I'm talking about. Where they knock down, kick, and drag them out. They get paid on Friday when the work all done. And they all do it up until Monday comes. When they do that sloppy, turn loose hand. And do the feet like a chicken when it's scratching in sand. Peg Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Where they knock down, kick, and drag them out. On Saturday night, they all locked out. And when Sunday comes, they all will shout. Monday morning, when the sun is bright, they all talk about what happened Saturday night. At Peg Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Where they knock down, kick, and drag them out. Look out for them. I stopped to get a soda and see that jive. I met a chick, she weighed about 385. I started to look at her and I couldn't stop. Then she and I got together and did the Georgia Slop. Big Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Why the knockdown, kick, and drag them out.
Well, now dig this.
pal of mine. We went to a party. It started kind of slow, but then it got real groovy when the juice began to flow. Along about 11, the juice was getting low. Then my baby shouted out, go out and get some more. Juice, 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 makes me lose, lose, lose. Makes me feel so fine when I'm with that gal of mine.
What are you talking about, Amos?
Oh, it's juice. What else?
She's not the yellow rose of Texas, not the belle of New Orleans. But when I'm with my baby, to me she's like a queen. Juice, juice, juice.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, the Hound Inn, we're back. That was Amos Milburn and his chicken shackers, juice, juice, juice. Tommy Jim Beeman is 4/5 with Bayou. Jimmy McCracklin, Georgia Slop. That goes out to Ruben at Sea Here. Jimmy D and the Offbeats, Rock Tick Tock. Currently an executive with the Texas Rangers baseball club, I believe. And we open up with Oscar Moline and his Honey Jumpers, Hot Banana. Nana.
I like them.
Yeah. Anyways, where are we? What are we doing? Renouncements? We don't have any. We don't know of any.
Nothing going on at all?
Well, there's this, I don't know, what's next week's date? We got tickets for this, Eddie Floyd Williams. We might give these away pretty soon, because we're doing Soul Caboose soon. Let's just go right into, you want to do a little news there, Dan?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Sal, you ready?
Yes. The animals are ready.
I got a happy story here.
Well, let's throw it away.
From Hong Kong.
Happy in Hong Kong.
An acrobat whose parachute failed to open properly during a show in Shanghai fell 6,600 feet and survived. Injuries to the 20-year-old man, surnamed Che, were described as serious but not life-threatening.
A.K.A. Shorty.
Chinese news service reported that Che encountered wind current problems while performing April 11th at a parachuting show, and he fell more than 3,000 feet before, he was able to open his chute slightly. He reportedly landed on a house, then rolled to the ground. He suffered a concussion, a fractured lumbar vertebrae, a damaged left eye socket, and injured right shoulder.
I sort of have the twin story of that.
Far away.
In Auckland, New Zealand, two acrobatic tumblers at the Easter show were taken to the hospital after they knocked each other out during a performance.
Ooh.
The 28-year-old man and teenage woman, members of the TriStar Tumblers group, entered the stage Sunday from opposite sides and collided in the middle.
Chicky run without cars.
Bam.
Without helmets. Well, I think I have the caveman in a spaceship for it.
If not this week, all weeks.
And
you're going to pull that one out?
It's a radio psych gag, folks. Has anybody seen the photo of Andrea Chikatilo?
Wow.
Folks, what celebrity does that look exactly like? Is that George the Animal Steel?
From here, it looks like
either that or Uncle Fester.
Hannibal the Cannibal.
No, it looks exactly like George the Animal Steel, shaved right down with shaved head.
Right.
Russia's confessed serial killer and cannibal, Andrea Chikatilo, described himself in court yesterday as a mad beast, driven by a flawed nature to rape and slaughter rampages. The defendant testified from a courtroom cage at his trial on Rostov-on-Don.
Wow.
If convicted, he faces a sentence of death by firing squad. 56 years old, the former college language teacher and active Communist Party member said he was unsure of how many victims he had slain in southern Russia, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. He's accused of killing and mutilating 21 males, 14 females, So it says here, 21 boys, 14 girls, and 18 women since 1978. Told the judge the number was possibly 55. In his first testimony since the trial began over a week ago, he acknowledged that he was the mystery attacker who stalked adolescents of both sexes, killing them with a knife, rope, or his teeth. I am a mistake of nature, a mad beast, he said. This guy's definitely like front runner for media star of the year, huh?
And proud of it.
And proud of it. Defense psychiatrist said Chikatilo suffered torments from childhood, blah, 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 during a brutal period of Soviet repression. His father was a Soviet soldier captured by Nazi Germany in World War II and then imprisoned as a traitor on his return home to Russia. Chikatilo was arrested in November of 1990 and has been detained twice before but was released for lack of evidence. Three different times. Well...
fun guy.
They are learning the ways of democracy fast.
Our next party.
Very fast.
Well, our next matter, Soul Caboose.
Now, you got one this week.
We got one this week.
Way to go.
We got a real good one this week. In fact, you know, we always give away the tickets like around the middle. We don't want to give away tickets at the end of the show because we're tired. We always give them around the middle. And the middle is generally when we eat. So let's give away some tickets right now.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Here's what we have, folks. We have tickets for Eddie Floyd and William Bell, two fabulous soul singers from the... made lots of great records on the Stax label and other labels. One pair is for Wednesday, May 6th. One pair is for Thursday, May 7th. The first correct answer gets their pick of Wednesday or Thursday, and the second correct answer gets what's left. And the question is, what group did Eddie Floyd start in? He started out in a group. They were sort of like on the borderline of doo-wop and soul music, early 60s. They were out of Detroit. Tell me what group Eddie Floyd was in, and you will win a pair of tickets. This is at Tramps. Wednesday, May 6th and Thursday, May 7th. That's in Manhattan on 21st Street. And our phone number here, 201-678-7743. Let's kick off Soul Caboose with Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm, as he's known in the biz. The car washing biz. We have two winners. Thanks a lot. We have two winners.
Hey, look here, man. Why don't you pick me up some real, a bit of hot pepper, and some potato salad. And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes, one, two,
that show is a fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue?
Oh, so good.
Eddie Floyd, and you're listening to The Hound on WFMU.
You can be what you wanna be down on Soul Street.
Yeah.
On a Mississippi North, Memphis, Tennessee.
From All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "Mama, that Firebird bad, motherfucker, boy. I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man." Yeah, end quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Where you belong, I done told you I don't love you, I don't want you, I know no more. Told you now a long time ago that I didn't want you around. To take you back, keep it better.
Incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Oops, sorry. Ooh, nice cue, Hound.
Come on.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Kick out the jams, motherfuckers. As Ted Taylor, Ramblin' Rose. Should hear him do Kick Out the Jams. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights, Leave Me Alone. Eddie Floyd, Soul Street. He'll be at Tramps on Wednesday, May 6th, Thursday, May 7th. He started out in the Falcons. Never let him sing lead much, though. Wilson Pickett, Mac Rice, and Joe Stubbs. A lot of guys went through the Falcons. And congratulations to our contest winners. King Coleman dressed in plaid. And we opened with Andre Williams, Sweet Little Pussycat. And there we go. Our Soul Caboose for today. For those of you who got up too late for Soul Train.
Den's limboing.
Den?
He was doing it.
What a guy. You? I didn't think you were that
one. Following the advice of your horoscope, huh?
Oh, yeah. My horoscope that said party on. I am. Well, let's see what is happening in the news today. Did anybody see the think piece on the prison Mike Tyson is in?
No.
I missed
and they kind of went through some of the other famous people in the prison. Worst inmate, Trapper, serving time for two murders and is considered toughest guy in the place. It says here he works behind the scenes, manipulating people in their relationships, holding things over their heads so they owe him. Then one day payment time comes, and payment time comes in the middle of the night.
Ew.
What could they mean by that?
Well, the worst guards, RoboCop, tall and wiry, he's the meanest. He used to work at a state prison. He got gang raped. He's out to take it out on every inmate. He loves to pull people into the restroom and strip search them. And then the second worst guard is Broomhilda, short and thin. She loves to pat search. She power trips on harassing people. The most famous inmate is James Bell Yeager, Jimmy Carter lookalike, who is doing 42 years for habitual bank embezzlement and forgery. Selected by Newsweek in 1974 as one of the country's top five jailhouse lawyers. He regularly sues the Indiana Commission Department of Corrections. Out of 19 major lawsuits, he won 16 of them.
Did he win any money?
Well, probably more about conditions or stuff like that. I'm not sure. Doesn't say. Let's see. The most repulsive inmates, Chester the Molester.
I wonder why.
Is in there. Let's see. Best jailhouse tattoo artists. Marty does skulls. Indian does dragons and roses. They use gadgets made from ballpoint pens and guitar wires hooked to a cassette tape player motor. Their ink is carbon residue from burned plastic. Of course, the weapon of choice is shanks, which are handmade knives, but the most creative weapon is mop ringers, which make good machetes.
Wow.
The top gang...
Can't wait to go.
The top gangs in this prison are the disciples who tuck their identifying blue kerchiefs into their back pockets... And they tattoo their ID name, their IDs onto tiny little marks and curlicues that only other gang members understand. There's the Vice Lords, who carry red pocket squares. Their tattoos are wall plaques inscribed with the letters TVL.
This sounds like Castro Street in 1976.
The Bloods, who carry red squares but have secret hand signals and distinctive walks. I think they duck walk around the prison. The Aryan Brotherhood... or Aryan Nation, who have swastika tattoos on their backs. And then there's the Hellraisers, who have Grim Reapers on their backs. Those are tattoos. The worst job is considered picking up rocks and cigarette butts from the ground and tossing them into a wheelbarrow. The kitchen has cockroaches all over. People find little gnats, beetles, and boll weevils in their food. Last June, somebody found a part of a mouse in the beef stew. The best meal is chicken patty. The worst meals are spaghetti with meat sauce or turkey chow mein. You can get any drug you'd like in there, it says. And for drinkers, there's everything from homebrew to Jack Daniels. And that's about the most interesting part about the prison Mike Tyson is in.
The big house.
That's pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, some of these guys are...
Mikey's having fun.
Can we get a telephone interview with Broomhilda and RoboCop, the guards? Anyway, we'll do one more news story. You got one, anybody?
Yeah, sure. I kind of like this one.
I've got the animal desk, but it's kind of hard to follow after that.
Well, we'll save the animal desk.
A donut-munching 11-year-old thought he was the king of Interstate 95 until a state trooper ended his Easter vacation joyride from New Hampshire to New York. Dashboard-high driver was sitting on a pile of pillows when...
How old was he?
11. Him and his buddy.
Sally drove a tractor when she was 11.
Yeah, not that far, though.
He was sitting on a pile of pillows when Connecticut trooper William Griffin pulled him over near New London late Thursday.
New London, Connecticut? That's where I almost lost the wheel of a van one time.
When he was eating donuts?
Yeah.
He didn't want to be a cop.
He set out from Concord, New Hampshire with a classmate at 11:30 p.m. Wednesday in his mom's Ford Taurus, and they made pit stops at Dunkin' Donuts along their southern route.
Cool. to rob them, I hope.
Had
to get some coffee.
Sticking strictly to the speed limit, they had covered 145 miles before the officer ended their odyssey. No one drives 55 miles per hour, the diminutive
unless they're going
driver,
to Washington Square Park.
Complained to his captor. But I was, so I wouldn't get caught. Everyone was passing me. Apparently, a motorist overheard them on one of their rest stops and jotted down the license plate number.
Wow, somebody squealed on a little kid stealing his first car.
The cop says, you couldn't help but chuckle, noting that donuts were strewn all over the floor of the car.
Just like a cop car.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Well, let's get back to some more records. Got a request item here, Junior Thompson, and a little raw deal. WFMU, East Orange.
Baby, I'm through with you. Cause you done gone, broke my heart, left me feeling blue. Go on your way, cause starting today, you and me are through.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore. Oh,
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Blue. Going back to St. Louis. was the blues.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Well, my mama, she left. I don't know what to do. So got herself a new daddy, and now I'm feeling blue. I'm on my mama. I'm on my mama. To hold the little fish is just a licking back at me. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to close the door. You found somebody new. Self a new daddy, and now I'm feeling blue. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to put my daughter to get found somebody new. I've been looking for my mama, I'm searching everywhere. I gotta find her, mama. She's the only one.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. I was Chuck Benet. I want my mama. We heard Mickey and Kitty, St. Louis Blues. Gene Lamar, The Crazy Little House. Versatones with Byla. We opened up with Junior Thompson by request, Raw Deal. Hey. We have nothing.
Hey.
I don't think we have anything to renounce us for this week that I know of, that I care about.
Nothing happening anywhere.
We got an animal desk?
Yes, we do. The turkeys are fighting back.
Lord have mercy.
Potosi, Missouri. M.O. is Missouri, isn't it?
It might be Montana.
No, Missouri.
Okay. A man showing off a turkey he thought he had killed was shot in the leg when the wounded bird thrashed around in his car trunk and triggered his shotgun. He and his son were hunting a week before the start of the turkey season and will probably be fine, said the sheriff.
Leg full of turkey shot?
While the son was pulling the turkey out of the trunk, it began struggling, according to the sheriff, and its claw fired the gun.
Like the guy in the trunk in Goodfellas?
Oof. The shot went through the side panel of the car and into the senior, Mr. Land's leg. The dad's leg. So, one for the turkeys.
Wow.
And also in Oslo, Norway, there was a hero dog. 4-year-old mongrel Toya raced 2 miles through the deep snow in Norway's Arctic mountains to get help for her injured master. He fell on a steep slope and dislocated his knee. No one heard his shouts for help. He couldn't walk, so he tucked his hat into Toya's collar and told her to go find his son, Olaf. Anyway, the black German Shepherd Labrador collapsed in the snow after tracking down Olaf. And then, I guess, must have woken back up and taken Olaf back to his dad.
Well, Olaf could have just followed the dog's track.
Where he got rescued. Said Toya then led Olaf to his father. Yay.
Yeah, beautiful.
The guy said, I always thought she understood everything we said. Now I know it.
Just especially when they talk about reruns and rock trivia. We forgot to get through this one during Soul Caboose, but Wilson Pickett is back in the news where he belongs.
At it again.
Soul Music's number one psychopath, Wilson Pickett. He was arrested in 1991 for allegedly yelling death threats while driving a car. He gave the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, a lawn job. That's pretty classy. He also shot one of the Isley brothers in the eye. I heard a story secondhand from a fellow who worked for him for a while in Europe, and he hung a guy out the window by his neck when he didn't like his, if he didn't like somebody's playing, he would pistol whip them. It's a good way to keep your band in shape. Musicians take note. Anyway, Pickett, age 51, was charged with assaulting his girlfriend. Wednesday, the police had to pick him up to say he had been in a fight with his girlfriend, Jean Cusack. Warned officers not to come in his house. He was arrested the next day after the woman told authorities Pickett had beaten her. He was freed on $3,000 bail pending an April 27th hearing. He has an unlisted phone number and was unable to be reached for comment. Anyway, his case against the mayor, Donald Anderson, is still pending. There you go.
What a guy. I can't wait to meet him. I wish I had his phone number.
The Wicked Pickett.
Picking up where JB left off.
Yeah. Well, let's do our Hillbilly Hangover today. And get it done before the Vibe Report time. I forgot how long it runs. We do have a sort of a special treat towards the end of Hillbilly Hangover. You hear Jerry Lee Lewis's very first acetate from 1954, before he was even a Sun recording artist.
Where did that come from?
Bootleg. Actually, the bootleg, the guy who got it was when they auctioned off all of Jerry Lee's belongings. Somebody got, like, his very first acetate.
Good
prize. Now, Eric Asimov called in a request item to my house, and I pulled it out, and I think I left it on the bathtub. My bathtub's in the kitchen. So
on the bathtub
table. So I'll bring it next week, Eric. So let's kick it off. We got one by Malcolm Yelvington.
Everything's fine. All them cats keep sipping that wine, drinking that messy, churning life. And they start pushing and fighting all night. Drinking wine, slowly, holy, drinking wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drinking wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. I've got the nickel, if you've got the dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some buy the pills and some buy the fine. When you buy sherry, you don't think right. Drink a wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. That mess is your delight. In the dark, cursing and fighting all night. Kicking out windows and knocking down doors. Drink a half a gallon and ask for more. Drink a wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Wine, slowly, holy, drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Bible to me.
All right, and howdy, howdy. All right. This here is Lester Road Hog Mo Ram and his Cadillac Cowboys. It's big doings here tonight at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. We coming at you live here at the Joni Mack Brown High School. This here tonight is being recorded by Mercury Music Record Company down in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, U.S. of A. This here's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Joni Mack Brown High School. And I want you all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. We got... All right. Just be on your best behavior. We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Roadhog none.
$100 win a dollar pot and they call it luck. They say take it away lucky, the luckiest man in town. Get hit by a truck and get a busted head, everybody says lucky, he ain't dead. Lucky old Ed, the luckiest man in town. My wife said to me, and she looked kind of coy, said we'd soon have a bigger family. Everybody wants a bundle of joy. So I said to myself, oh, lucky me. Didn't know that's where my trouble began. Other folks have one, but my wife had twins. They said, take them away, lucky, the luckiest man in town.
Able to see Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. We'll be appearing on the Big Country Music Shindig Hoedown Roundup Show number 2. As y'all know, number 1 got canceled, and that'll be right here in Rainbow Valley on June the 31st, 8 o'clock p.m. at night. Some of the big stars we got for you will be George Jones and Tommy Wynette, Earl Haggard with Bonnie and the Rangers, and of course my old friends Joni and June, along with Mother Maybaugh Carter. There'll also be the poor old boy himself, Bill Andrews, the Stafford Brothers, who was on our last album. We also got Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton. Now there's a couple of big ones.
Wow. is a doggone shame. I want her love and to claim her name while the wheels roll the boogie and the whistle blew.
Thought he'd tell a joke right about here. This here's one that Burford told me. This here seems like this traveling salesman was traveling down the road one night and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer comes to the door and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" And the traveling salesman said, "I'm sorry, the farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son." And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right. Mighty fine.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by that I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. Could ease my aching heart, honey, you know how. If I ever needed you, well, I need you aching heart. Honey, you know how. If I ever needed you, well, I need you now.
All right. Mighty fine. Can you hear me, Tess? Tess? Is everybody having a good time? All right. It's time for an instrumental. Let's call old Wichita up here and call old Wichita. Wichita? Where'd he go? Old Wichita's gone out back for a few minutes. Okay, boys, kick her off.
Back into Steve.
There's our hillbilly hangover today.
Yeah.
The Maddox Brothers and Rose, Water Baby Boogie. Jerry Lee Lewis is one side of his first acetate from trying to get himself in the Louisiana hayride in 1954 when his ears were bigger than his ego, If I Ever Needed You. The Delmore Brothers, Jack and Jill Boogie. Eddie Nowak, Take It Away Lucky. That goes out to Ray Kelly. Good luck in the Rivington School in the next round in court. I believe it's this week or next week. Malcolm Yelvington opened it up, Wine Spodiote. Wine. I'd like to thank the listener who called in a Wilson Pickett update. According to the Newark Star-Ledger, Wilson Pickett was arrested again last night, 11:30 last night, for, forget this one, running over an 86-year-old lady.
Oh, no.
Or maybe it was a man. Anyway, the police pulled him over in his truck. He had six small, like those airline vodka bottles, five empty, one half full, and six empty beer cans. Wilson Pickett, what a guy.
I guess he likes to measure his drinking.
Yeah.
No crack vials?
No.
No coke?
And I'd like to send that hillbilly hangover out to Herbert Hank Penny, who croaked this week. He was a two-bit country singer. He recorded a lot of records for King. A lot of them stunk, but he did write the original version of Bloodshot Eyes, which we know from the Wynonie Harris version, among others. His signature song was Won't You Ride in My Little Red Wagon. Evidently, he made a fortune in the 70s and 80s by opening this club in North Hollywood called the Palomino Club, which is sort of like headquarters for mall cowboys. It says it showcased superstars Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, amongst others. Well, goodbye, Hank. And what else is happening before the vibe comes in?
Quick haircut story.
Sure.
From Las Vegas.
Where all good haircuts are given.
15-year-old boy pleaded guilty Monday to killing his pregnant sister and shooting his mother in a rage over a close-cropped haircut. I shot my sister.
Justifiable homicide.
Michael Hensley said unemotionally during a brief hearing. An argument over the haircut given to Hensley as a punishment.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Led to the shooting June 20th, 1991, of 17-year-old Darlene Barnett. in the family's home. The woman, who was 8 months pregnant, was shot twice in the back of the head with a .22 caliber rifle. His mother, Julia, who was probably responsible for the haircut, was also shot in the head and beaten with the rifle butt, but she survived.
Go for the Twinkie defense, kid.
Please order the result of a bargain that will keep Hensley in prison at least 20 years. Wow.
Well, I mean, I know you guys can really feel for the haircut problem, but he did shoot his sister twice in the head.
Sister. He'll be sentenced to 2 life terms with the possibility of parole. Manslaughter charges he got from the death of the fetus.
She'll never give him a bad haircut again. Well, the original caveman in a spaceship, Charlie Chuck Manson, was denied parole again. Surprise, surprise.
What did he have to say? He always has some good
The world's most famous mass murderer, and I don't understand why. I'm sure George Bush is responsible for as many murders as Manson, and like Manson, Bush has never been put on a murder scene by anybody.
But he doesn't have the personality.
No, he does not have the charisma that Charles Manson had. Anyway, he had a few quotable quotes, and we'll quote them here. I am right with God, and I am right with myself. I don't break God's laws, and I don't break man's laws. Good, succinct little press statement there from Charlie. Age 57, was originally sentenced to die in a gas chamber for the 1969 slayings of pregnant actress Sharon Tate, blah, 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 but the state Supreme Court threw out the death penalty, leaving Manson with the only alternative, life in prison. This is his eighth parole hearing since 1969. And was it Spy magazine that did the
Esquire?
Esquire did the Manson family Where Are They Now, which is
that was pretty good.
Pretty interesting, yeah. Linda Kasabian sort of disappeared, but she had been known to show up at biker rallies and take her top off a lot. She was the one who turned state's evidence. And wait, what's it? Who was it? One of them was been married like 6 times in prison, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that?
Oh, no.
Susan Atkins. Yeah, but the husbands are always on the outside.
No. She married a guy who she was his, like, eighth wife or something, and then they broke up, and he's on, like, number 24 now
She got married 2 other times since. That was the millionaire who claimed he was going to spend all his money trying to get her out of prison. But since then, she's been married several more times.
Shows that all these people are great judges of character, I guess.
They get a lot of fan mail, too. I'm going to try to do some renouncements. I don't know what there is. Let's see. Anything even standable? James Carr tonight. Oh, yeah, James Carr is over at Tramps. That's definitely worth seeing. I know Albert King is playing at Brooklyn Academy of Music. I think it's tonight. Anyway, we got a vibe report. Let's see, we got Roscoe there, we got the air, we got the line. Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Just watching the Jim Jones story on TBS.
Cool.
Deanna Cult of the Damned?
Yeah, it's kind of, Brad Dourif is on now.
Oh, he's good.
He's on it, yeah. Yeah, the congressman is already down there and things are starting to get kind of wacky.
Well, maybe the first to welcome you back to the tri-state area.
Oh, it's fabulous to be visiting here.
Visiting your home?
Yeah, I'm here just for the weekend.
And then you go back to work?
Then I go back to work, and then I'll be back, I think.
Well.
And Ned Beatty is in this one? I mean, this is a hell of a made-for-TV movie.
Who plays Jim? Powers Booth guy, is that the one?
Is that his name?
I think maybe.
Looks like kind of like a football player.
Yeah, they made a couple of those.
Oh, yeah?
One a TV, one a regular release movie.
Oh, maybe this one isn't the TV one.
The regular release movie was Deanna Cult of the Damned,
right.
And the I don't remember what the other one was called. I saw Deanna Cult of the Damned on a double bill with Idi Amin Dada. 42nd Street at the old New Amsterdam.
Really?
Was quite a day.
Oh, this is the Guyana tragedy.
Oh, that's the TV one.
The story of Jim Jones. So, what's happening in Radio Land?
Oh, you know, let's see. We're
having some great Kool-Aid here.
How's the pizza?
We're smelling it.
Ah. You mean you've been just watching that pizza all this time?
No, I've been queuing records and giving away tickets and playing and reading news stories. We've been working, man.
It's kind of a tradition to eat after the vibe because
you always make us hungry.
Eat so we hear you.
if we eat before the vibe, then you mention food, you know, for 20 minutes, then when there's nothing left to eat, we're in trouble.
Right, yeah, I was thinking about maybe having some of this vegetable soup.
Yes.
Well, you know, I got an incredible kick out of the pictures from Neil's hippie millionaire paradise.
They are pretty wild. I was sitting on the edge of my seat over there at the pharmacy waiting for my pictures to get done, I was hoping that they would turn out,
All right.
Spectre didn't wreck them or anything.
Mm. Yeah, there could have been a mass murder at Spectre this morning.
Yeah, you never know about these things.
Got a news story here for you, Roscoe.
You do?
Yeah. You'll like it. I'll save it for you. It's about this guy who's raising really lean beef.
Uh-huh.
And he feeds the cows turnip, dandelions, garlic, and they wash it down with Budweiser.
Really?
Yep. That's his secret.
Where is this guy?
He's up in Greenwich, Connecticut, not far.
Uh-huh.
they don't give him Heineken?
Budweiser burgers.
I guess Bud is the ticket.
Interesting.
Well,
where can we get one of these?
I don't know.
And it says certain places in the city sell it. Probably Balducci's.
Oh, we need to get whole cow and take it down to the Rivington School.
And let them slaughter it?
Yeah, cook it out there.
It's something like $8 a pound or something.
Really?
Well, it's $4 for a pound of burger. If you want to get up into the tenderloin area, it's $48 a pound.
Wow.
Ooh.
Dandelion, garlic.
It's beautifully marbled.
Wow. I'd like to see some of that.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
Yeah. I've been reading the Times down there, you know, or the whatever it is, Washington Times.
Post? Washington Post.
Oh, the Post. Yeah, they got a pretty good food section, you know.
Well, the New York Times with the under $25 column is definitely our Bible these days.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
Yeah.
Back in the groove here. Well, this is not the super high-powered vibe report. I'm kind of in a relaxation mode, so...
That's quite all right, Roscoe.
I'd like to toss the baton back to the studio and see you guys later.
Okay, Roscoe, aloha.
Aloha.
Nice vibing with you.
Hey, ditto.
Hey. The state of the vibe report. Boy, what's happened to this vibe loop? It's so noisy and horrible, he says.
Let me get back to my loop. Well, let's bomb. What do you say, kids?
Yeah.
Bomb onwards, bro. Everybody's five favorite hairdressers are the Rolling Stones. Thank you.
Doug Sharman, and you listen to The Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
Glad to see me. I seen some cotton pickers over by the railroad track. I seen them cotton pickers with their sacks on their back. They said, hey, man, we're glad to see you back. We've got a new dance they call the Bacon Factor. Go. Wop, 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 then you go. His name was Clyde. He lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey, man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you jump up in the air, then you come down with a bump. He said, hey, Daddy, it's a natural fact. It's sweeping the world, that thing, the Bacon Factor. Go.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Time to
cops don't need you, and man, they expect us to pay. Now, all authorities, they just stand around and boast. How they blackmail the sergeant at arms into getting up and leaving his post.
Said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh!
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
No. Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was today's vom. Vomology.
What a vom it was.
The unrestrained use of excessive volume was defined by yours truly, the Flower Children miniskirt blues. Counting backwards, we heard Rocky Erickson and the Spades, the very first record, We Sell Soul. Bob Dylan, by request, live version of Tom Thumb Blues from Liverpool, 1966. The Sir Douglas Quintet, Bacon Fat. Also from 1966, and the Rolling Stones, Stone.
Namesake.
Speaking of Bob Dylan, a lot of reporters worked on this one. Yeah. Paulie the bartender and an updated thing from Megan Dooley and Il Bruch and everybody. And Eric Asimov called me and left a message on my machine. The story of the week, folks. Hobart, Australia. A man who trampled his mother to death to the music of the Bob Dylan song One More Cup of Coffee for the Road was let out of prison for a night to see his idol perform, officials said. Allowing Richard Dickinson, age 25, to attend Saturday's concert was the idea of his doctors, who said he was responding well to treatment for schizophrenia. Dickinson, 25, was found not guilty by reasons of insanity after he killed his 59-year-old mother 5 years ago. That's the basic news story. Now, Megan's update here, which comes from a book by Richard Doyle, I believe it's called Warning, Life is Hazardous to Your Health, goes into the crime from 5 years ago in a little more detail, and it's a good one, folks, so we'll have to reiterate some of it for you. It seems young Dick came home at 4 a.m. After spending an evening smoking marijuana. He immediately put on his favorite Bob Dylan album, Desire, and blasted the stereo at full volume, waking up his 50-year-old mother in the process. They argued he tore a picture of her to shreds and threatened her. She apparently gave up and laid on the couch, tried to go back to sleep. Still enraged, he began to kick his mother in the head. And then, as the music blasted in the background, he danced to Bob Dylan's music on his mother's body, then dragged her outside and repeated the performance. The police reported that later the son told them he could hear his mother's bones break as he danced on her. Then he stripped completely nude and went for a swim nearby. Later he returned home quite naked, continued to dance on his mother's body, where he was found by a neighbor laughing and grinning while dancing. Then, while Dylan was wailing the lyrics to the song One More Cup of Coffee, the young murderer went inside, came out with a can of coffee, which he then proceeded to dump over his mother's body, carefully positioning the empty can on her head.
In this other article here, apparently he told police that he thought his mother was an evil character from the album, and that the music gave him the strength to kill her.
Was his hood up or was his hood down?
I think it was kind of sideways.
Well,
wow, only in Australia.
No, it happens in America quite often, actually.
Not to Bob Dylan, though.
No, it usually happens to, like, Judas Priest.
Slayer.
Yeah. Anyway, Sal, you got any more news there?
Well, I do. I got the boss story.
Oh, right. It was National Secretaries Week this week, right?
Yeah.
And don't they vote? Don't they give an award for the worst boss?
Dateline Philadelphia. Yes, the Women's Alliance for Job Equity found in its search for the year's worst boss, the winning entry, whose duties included serving as the couple's human alarm clock. She had to go into their bedroom in the morning and nudge them awake. There's a lot. I don't know. I think the runner-ups are better though. The third place went to the boss of a legal secretary who made her bandage his broken toes and examine his mouth for sores. He also trimmed his mustache in her office and spit the clippings in her wastebasket, but refused to let her eat tuna fish at work because it smelled. Winning
smelled
quote...
Like what?
Like his mustache.
Winning quote, dishonorable mention, was the boss of Secretary Lorna Baird, who asked her to take dictation while he sat on the john with the bathroom door open.
Yum.
Baird quit that night. One boss made his secretary shave the back of his neck while another made his secretary shovel snow and pick a dime out of the toilet.
Ooh.
The winning secretary gets a coffee maker and a year's coffee supply.
Jeez. Well, kill all bosses. That's what I say.
Uh-oh. Watch out, hound.
Oh, that's right. I'm a boss. Forgot. Except me. Anyway, we got one more thing to get to before we go into Blues Hangover, and it's an obituary, another obituary. Johnny Shines bought the farm this week down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, age 76. He was a great Delta blues guitarist. You may or may not be familiar with his music. His main claim to fame, it seemed, unfortunately for him, was he had traveled a lot with Robert Johnson. He was sort of an understudy to Robert Johnson for a couple of years. And so, of course, anytime anybody ever interviewed him, all they wanted to talk about was Robert Johnson. And he got kind of sick of that. He made most of his records in the 50s. He recorded for Job and then again for Chess. And then he gave up playing for a while, worked in construction. He was a photographer. And then he started playing again in the late 60s, and he recorded all the way through the 70s. It was really, I've seen him a few times. He was pretty great. But what I'm kind of curious about is, in one of those Peter Gorelnik books, he excerpted a little snippet of a book that supposedly Johnny Shines was working on. And unfortunately, that book has yet to see the light of day, and I hope it does, even if he never finished it, what they have of it, because it's rare that you get a first-hand view. You know, it's rare you read anything about the blues. It's not written by Englishmen anyway, and that would be pretty interesting. But anyway,
so it's
goodbye,
like
Johnny.
Autobiography kind of thing?
Yeah, about his life and as a blues singer. And here's a good one from the Job label in the early 50s. WFMU, East Orange.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
So I heard the warden say I had one more day, one last meal before they carry me away. He said, if we don't have it, we'll go out and get it. Because you don't have to go until we get back with it. So I said, give me two dinosaurs, eggs over easy, fried in the butter, not too greasy, mosquito knees, and black eyed peas, a little small bowl of butter, bebop beans, a zebra tooth, a tiger steak, a whole hippopotamus, well baked. I go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't gone until you get back with it. Cup of crocodile tail, paper wallet melon and some alligator ears, two cross eyes, catfish, some wavy gravy in the left hand dish. And I go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. If you ain't got it, go out and get it. Gone until you get back with me. I go and get my.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Baby, I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey, baby, and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. It don't make me no difference how drunk you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, loving me. Cause I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Watch
washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub. Hey, washboard, what you set up? Hey, washboard, what you set up? Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub. It don't make me no difference how tired you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, rubbing with me. Cause I got the washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball. If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I don't give a shit.
It's a whole lot of women just ran to take her place. got to let you go. Goodbye now, baby, just got to let you go. Come home telling me about you gonna get drunk once more.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU. That was our blues hangover today. Lightning Hopkins by request, Jakehead Blues. Heard Schoolboy Cleave, She's Gone. Bo Carter, Let's Get Drunk Again. Jimmy Rogers, another request item, My Last Meal. Goes out to Squid Liquid, who... His squid did, he had himself shaved from head to toe. Except for his head.
From the toes
to his neck, I believe. He had himself shaved.
Maintained the eyebrows.
And he's got the stubble to prove it.
And he's got a 5 o'clock shadow, you know, at 6 o'clock. Johnny Shine's Evening Sun passed on this week. And PSA.
Public service announcement.
The National Coalition Against Censorship is an organization dedicated to the preservation of our rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. To protect free expression, the NCAC monitors and publicizes challenges to free speech by groups and individuals attempting to impose censorship under the guise of quote-unquote community standards. The NCAC publishes a watchdog journal called Censorship News and helps to mobilize support for artists, journalists, teachers, and other individuals or groups who have come under attack. If you would like to support the work of the National Coalition Against Censorship or would like more information, please write to the National Coalition Against Censorship, 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York, 10023. That's 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York, 10023. Here we go. Anyway, what's happening in the news there?
I got a good one here. San Antonio. An upset bank customer was arrested after he stripped off his clothes and quacked like a duck when his loan application was denied. Bank One spokeswoman Diane
Bond.
He
was arrested for quacking?
And taking off all his clothes.
You mean you can only quack on your clothes?
In a bank, yeah.
In a bank, yeah. Bank One spokeswoman Diane Vaughn said, "It was a first for us." The unidentified 40-year-old man was seated naked in a vice president's office in the loan department when police arrived Thursday.
It's the first time he ever turned in anybody for a loan, probably.
Authorities said he replied with duck quacks when he was questioned by police.
See, they should have given him the money.
But he didn't go quietly. After his arrest, police said he caused $1,000 worth of damage to a police vehicle by butting his head into a window frame and kicking a door.
Quack.
Quack, quack.
Well, speaking of bird stories,
devil duck.
Some thieves stole they went to a McDonald's in Long Island last week and walked off with $13,000 worth of chicken to go. It turns out it was a 50-foot-high inflatable bird that had become a local landmark. They just stole it off the top of the McDonald's.
I wonder what they're planning on doing. Putting it in the Macy's parade? Or?
What do you do? What do you hide a 50-foot-high chicken?
What do you let the air out?
In San Antonio.
Throw it in your trunk.
With the meteor, maybe?
I don't know. Here's another guy who couldn't hold his grief in Jerusalem. A man killed his brother and a pregnant sister-in-law and blew off his baby nephew's hand.
Bad haircut?
No, because he was cut out of his father's will.
Ooh.
Yaakov Shibman, age 30, used an Army-issue M16 automatic rifle to unload its contents on his brother and his wife and their baby. I have nothing else to say about that. Just thought you'd like to know.
Matt, maybe he
speaks
should
for itself.
Team up with the lady who was accused of setting her cancer-ridden husband ablaze in a dispute over a piece of chocolate.
Must have been on Easter.
Yeah, Santa Ana, California. Well, she was arrested Friday, so I'm not sure, but it was near Easter, which it is. Okay. Police said she splashed rubbing alcohol on her husband, Paul, and set him afire. Quote, "I was scaring him. I had matches in my hand. It just went up. I really didn't mean to do it." Paul Carter, 62, told police his wife of 35 years became enraged when he ate a chocolate Easter bunny that she wanted. She was jailed, and he remains hospitalized. And the other version also said he has third-degree burns on 30% of his body. So that teaspoon went a long way.
Wow. Well, you won't take her chocolate again.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, let's say we get back to some music. I got one queued
you
up
better.
Here. By Little Richard's mentor, so to speak, Billy Wright. Already in progress.
Hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Find together, get along and raise a family. Hey, baby, don't you wish a man had hair like mine? Hey, baby, don't you wish a man had hair like mine?
Thank you, darling.
Everything will be so fine together, everything will be so nice and fine.
Thank you.
baby, run into my mind. See the wind for me. I got me in time. I got to go, 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 go. I got to go, 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 go. Well, wine on the vine on the road below. Man, I'm ready. Fine, oh, my baby's waiting. I can't go slow. I got to go, 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 go. I got to go, 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 go. Well, the big police was for the long time. He said, boy, you ain't got this face to me. I showed him a picture of that baby of mine. He said, boy, you got to go. Down that line. Well, my old car rolls down the line. Fall off my baby, run to my mind. She's away from me. I feel time. I got to go, 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 go. I got to go, 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 down the line.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
I want a TV mama with a big white to swing. I want a TV mama with a big white to swing. I walked up to her front doorstep. She said, come on in, honey, and see my TV set. I don't know, TV mama, with a big white to the swing.
beauty and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, it's a hound, WFMU East Orange. Smiley Lewis there, down the road. The Phrantics 4 from my own home stomping grounds in South Florida, TV Mama. Ronnie Joe and his classmates, Teenage Rock. Buddy Holly with the undubbed version of Down the Line. And we open up with Billy Wright, Don't You Want a Man Like Me, Don't Answer That. Denois, looks like you're holding a last-minute news story.
I guess this is sort of worth doing. Another Texas story, that other land.
Texas is a state of mind and one that can get you arrested anyplace else.
Wascom, Texas. A 17-year-old boy was trapped inside a van last week after he mistakenly activated its electric locks during an attempt to steal the vehicle.
So he locked himself in the van.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a punchline or something?
The van's owners called police when a commotion he was in the garage woke them up.
He got locked in the van in the garage.
Yeah. Stewart, quote, tried to kick the passenger door out, smashed the windshield with a Coke bottle, and even managed to honk the horn a couple times.
Wow.
17.
Some people just don't have a future in crime.
Not this guy.
Definitely not. Oh, who'd Miss Sally go to?
Disappeared. Speaking of broken windows, police aren't allowed to stop you if you're driving around with a broken window.
Good thing. You've been driving around with a broken window for 6 months.
It's been two now.
Oh. 2 months, not broken windows, folks.
It's apparently they were using that as an excuse to stop people.
When
like,
they
well,
stop
if your the window's broken, maybe you stole the car.
Right, like we get pulled over for having a broken trunk lock.
Yeah, exactly. That happened to you, right?
Yeah, and happened to Brian once, too.
Well, 3-2 ruling by the 5-member Supreme Court Appellate Division panel overturned the conviction of Walter Elam, Bronx man who pleaded guilty to a gun possession charge after cops stopped his car because of a broken, those little back windows, vent windows. So they overturned it.
Well, that's nice.
Well, they found a pistol.
Well... He needed that for the guy who broke his window. Anyway, Wednesday is Hazel Atkins' birthday. I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but he truly deserves a celebration.
How might he be celebrating that?
Hazel? Well,
any ideas? Is it true he drinks 100 cups of coffee a day?
He did say that, but I think it was like more. He's got it under control now. He's down to like 20, 25.
Oh, that's good.
Like half a liter of Diet Pepsi in one sitting is no problem for Hassel. He likes to hunt. He goes out and he hunts in the holler. I think that's probably how he'll celebrate his birthday. But, you know.
Hunting and hollering?
Hassel, where's my station ID?
Oh, did Roscoe, did you ask him about the Neil station ID? Or
yeah, we didn't get one.
Ah, he wouldn't do it? Or did
Roscoe? He didn't have it. Nobody had a portable tape recorder.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the subject of Hassel. I got a lot of new records. In fact, I got some just this morning, so we finished this last half an hour in rock style. But first off, happy birthday to Hassel.
Working all day with a steel driving hammer. Gotta get the money, grab the brand new ship. Try to find somebody, take away me blue. She don't love me, I'm singing in the sun. Baby, come away, my work is all done. Yeah, let's do it now.
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest.
This motherfucker's got rhythm, man.
This Saturday.
Saturday night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer, free women, and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible fucking race in the history of the fucking universe. It'll be fucking incredible. Fuck! Can you believe all this fucking shit will be going on at one fucking place? Free fucking beer and women, fucking women everywhere.
Well, I count real fast. I want a 30, 40. Rattle Bones, I have the 50 bones, oh Lord. Rattle Bones can really dance and sing. When he dances, here's a bones to swing.
Let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Well, all is reeling and rocking, rolling over, all is rolling, strolling. Hips is going, all is romping, stomping. Really moves us well, we're reeling and rocking. Keep on moving, well, we'll reel and we'll rock, we'll really move. Well, all through Albuquerque and the USA, all the cats are rocking as they swing and sway. Everybody, everybody rock. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. We'll really move.
across the nation, rock and roll's the best. From the north to the south, to the east and west, everybody, everybody rock. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. World over, all this worldwide, everybody swinging from side to side, everybody, everybody rock. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. Well, all this beat is rocking, rolling over, all this rolling, strolling, it's just going, all this rocking.
No horn blowers. What is this?
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Broken heart, I have gone.
Back in the States.
Yep, that was the Rhythm Addicts' last-minute request item out of the way. Oomph, boom. For the Moonlighters' Broken Heart, Gunter Lee Carr, We're Gonna Rock. Tiny Moray, Everybody Rocks. Linda Burnett, Rattlebones Rock on a theme thing there. Eddie Kirkland, Train Done Gone. Different version than the one we usually play. That one's on True Sound. Little Boo and the Blue Angels. Yeah, yeah, Miss Ann. I haven't cleaned the dirt out of that one yet, but how often do you come across a Little Boo and the Blue Angels record in this day and age? And then, Sunny Guitar, Betty Lou, and then we open up with Hazel Atkins, Let It Rock. Thank you, Miss Sally.
Thank you, Mr. Howe.
Thank you, Denois.
My pleasure, as always.
Thanks to our news editors, Brian and Renica.
Another fine job.
Roscoe, Weidmeister, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise. We'll be back next week. And don't forget, mark your calendars, June 6th, Hangover Hop, number six.
Sixth on the sixth.
666. Sixth month, sixth day, sixth hangover hop.
Ooh. All right.
WFMU, East Orange, once again, happy birthday to Hazel Atkins. Take it out, Haz.
Hey, 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 oh, hey, hey. wanna go home. I see my baby feel all alone. Next I said I wanna go home. If you see my baby take her all alone, tell my baby that I want her home. Daylight and I wanna go home. Daylight and I wanna go home. Yeah. Back home, tell my baby that I want her home. Day way, yeah, 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 oh. Daylight, and I wanna go home. Daylight, and I wanna go
I really just don't know. I'm afraid I really just don't know. I'm afraid even I really just don't know. I have to tell you, I'm afraid even I really just don't know. I'm afraid I have to tell you that... Thank you. I don't know.